Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the second half of the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're starting all of our shows with a little bit of inspiration. And so know that whatever you are in your life, wherever you are in your life, is exactly where you're supposed to be. So currently, your life situation, especially when it's difficult or challenging, is always an opportunity for you to learn, grow, and to become a better person. And that's what we need to do. Is you have to have the power to change or to create anything in your life. And you can start it today. So, and today is the perfect time to do it. If there's something that you've been putting off, or maybe you kind of woke up with that negative talk that you have in your life, or maybe somebody, you know, hasn't been your support, maybe things haven't been going good in your relationships, today's the day to turn that all around. And I'm so glad that you have joined us here on The Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'm here with Jennifer.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, great first show, huh?
It was terrific. I'm so excited to get over to the Surf and Suds Beer Fest.
There you go. And not only that, Tom is here with us in the studio. He's calling everybody right now. We're getting everybody going for the show. But I do want to remind everybody, one, we have a great newsletter that goes out every single week. And it talks about all of our guests. It's a link to all of our guests. Not only that, it's an opportunity to win all these amazing things that are going on our show and in our valley here.
I mean, the 805, there's so much to do here. And our newsletter gives you a calendar of events to everything that's going on.
There you go. So I do want to remind everybody that our phone number here is 805-419-0008. 0008. That is the number that you are going to connect you to the Kim Pagano Show and all of our gifts here. And we do things a little bit differently. That is a different number than the rest of the shows. So I want you to write that number, put it on speed dial, and put it. Is a speed dial like an old thing now? You know,
I know.
When I was saying that. But anyways, also I want to remind everybody. Thank you so much for making a second year us our favorites of Ventura. We are so grateful to all of you out there voting, and it really made a difference. So again, we want you to Facebook us, follow us on there, Twitter, and stay connected in every way so that you have more chances to win. And
let us know what we're doing.
There you go.
What you like, what you don't like, what you want to hear more of. We want to hear all your comments.
Yeah, we love hearing from all of you out there. So again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And our first guest, Allie Burlow, is going to be talking about the Food Activist Handbook. Also joining us today is Chef Amy Riola, and she is going to be sharing the ultimate Mediterranean cookbook. And, you know, there's also a Mediterranean diet. I wonder if they kind of flow together.
I'm sure. I love Mediterranean food.
I know. Anyways, but Tom, you want to talk about all of our giveaways?
Oh, some great ones in the 7 o'clock hour. Kim, how about breakfast for two at Mrs. Olson's Coffee Hut? Along with that, Urbane Cafe gift certificate. Boy, you go from breakfast to lunch.
I know. There you
go. Nice transition.
Thank you.
Rubicon Theater Company presenting Other Desert Cities. You've seen this play, correct? Kim Pagano
has seen this. Oh, my God. It's so good. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it's like watching a good movie, but it's even better because you know the people. In fact, they're going to be on next week again, and we've got tickets for you.
Oh, excellent. Along with that, how about the fun of the 29th Annual Ojai Wine Festival happening tomorrow, noon to 4 at Lake Casitas? That is a blast. The weather is going to be beautiful. Paseo Camarillo Cinemas presenting Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night, and Jason Love, our local comic, who tours all around the country. He's the one hosting that. June 19th, we have the Ronald Reagan Library presenting a tribute to Neil Diamond and Elvis Presley. You will know every single song at that one. June 27th and the 28th, Roadshow Revival. If you love the music of Johnny Cash, you get it there at Mission Park in downtown Ventura. And finally, June 28th, how about the 2015 Caneo Food and Wine Fest, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the St. Pascal Bailon Church and School. That's in Thousand Oaks, and I love that place. I was raised in Thousand Oaks, know a lot about it. Fun, fun times. Lots of food in that one.
There you go. We've got lots of stuff. And so let's just start off with, you know what? How about breakfast for two over at Mrs. Olson's Coffee and Hut? And all you have to do is call right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. And we're going to introduce our first guest, Allie Berlow. Allie, are you there?
I am.
How are you?
I'm doing well today. How are you?
Good, thanks. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your book.
I am a mother and a writer, and once those two things collided and I saw the world of food that is marketed and targeted towards my children, I really wanted to do something about it and to kind of beat back that barrage of sugar and artificial colors and salt and fat, and that's how I became a food activist.
Nice, nice. All right. So what would you call, I mean, what does that mean exactly?
Yeah, well, what this means is that anybody really who eats at some level, you are an activist. That means that we all have the potential to make certain choices for ourselves and for our family and for our community in terms of creating access to whole, fresh, healthy foods for everybody. And for me, the way that we did it was, I went to my community and gathered a group of eaters, held a potluck with a purpose, I call it, and I put that in the book, how to do that, which was to say, what does that word sustainability and resiliency mean to us, and how can we make it, how can we do something about it to help our farmers and our fishermen continue to raise the food and catch the great fish that we want to be able to eat?
Mm, okay.
I like that, potluck with a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what are we going to find in your book?
It's really a handbook. It's a 360-degree look at how people can follow their passions and their interests in terms of food. So whether you're a lawyer, a teacher, or in the public health place, or an artist, there's different ways you can start to activate in your community. And so it's really a handbook. It's very practical information. I was able to collect advice and tidbits from around the country from people who are doing work in farm-to-school programs, zoning programs, gleaning was a terrific program that I have some tips on all in the book.
You know what's interesting? I was just listening to something about how they're not letting any sodas into the school anymore. No chocolate. No, it's like they have to pick a couple different vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, when we were all at school, it wasn't that way.
I have to say, I don't even think there. And also, I believe there are more choices of things to drink. I don't think kids naturally just go towards the sodas like they did before. They enjoy other things, and they also get that social stigma of drinking soda, eating bad food. So they sometimes make healthier choices because of that. But you're right, like schools are, you can't just pack up a Coke and a package of candy bars and take it to lunch anymore.
No, and even for the birthdays, they're not even letting cupcakes or, you know what I mean, any of that. You have kids still in school.
I'm
are they still doing
that? Like, I think it's a birthday, and I think there's a special day,
but what do you do, 36 right. kids?
I know, but
every day
I get, you don't need to bring the huge cupcake. I do like, I understand
I love
the
little
cupcakes.
Tiny,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm a frosting person, so like sprinkles, you can get a shot of frosting. Like, to me, I don't even need the cake. Like,
yeah.
I'll just
totally.
Take the frosting.
I think I absolutely agree. A good cupcake every once in a while is
exactly.
a thing.
But whenever you take something away completely, I think then it becomes that.
Well, you
want
it more.
More.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's kind of like the word diet, right?
Exactly.
And I think in the schools, when you start to bring in fresh food, they introduce a new vegetable to get a way for kids to try to get used to that. You can have taste tests. You could have a school garden at the school. So kids are actually involved in the planting of the seeds and the tending of the garden, and they'll most likely try that. Studies show that it takes about a child 10 times to try a new vegetable before they really can, you know, they'll start to incorporate it.
I was really lucky. All my kids are not picky eaters, and they love to eat more healthy, you know. I mean, they're more inclined than I am, you
My
know?
Kids are big vegetable eaters. I make this one dish it's actually from a diabetic recipe. It's broccoli, but I put broccoli and cauliflower in it, and then you mix it up with an egg and some cheese and a little onion, and then you bake it, and it sort of makes you think you're having a pasta dish, but it's not. There's no pasta in it at all, and my kids love that.
Oh, you have to give me that recipe.
Really, really
yeah,
good.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, Mom told me today that she got herself an immersion blender, you know, those handheld immersion
blenders.
Oh,
I love my immersion blender.
They're terrific, aren't they?
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and she has kind of a picky eater, a fifth grader, I think she said he was. She's putting fresh kale into his smoothies and throwing a banana, blueberries, and he's Mom, is there something green in there? And she's like, no, honey, not really.
Well, see, I have to say, I hate to be the devil's advocate in this. I am not a big fan of hiding the food, because I do think
right.
at some point as children you have to learn that you have to eat what's on your
plate. Well, they say it's better to eat colorful food.
Right,
I mean,
but like,
even
I
for us,
some
I just
people
did.
Who will only put the vegetables on the plate first, and they say until you eat those, you can't have the rest of it. You have to teach them that they have to eat all of it.
Yeah, and also their taste buds actually change as they get older.
Yes.
You know, so that's another interesting thing. Well, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That is the number to connect with us. That is the number to win any of the great things that we have that are going on today, this weekend or coming up. And you know what I want to do? I want to throw out a pair of tickets to the Circus Vargas. We've got the last day. This is the last weekend, and they're up at the Earl Warren Showground. And we've given out all of our tickets. We have one more pair of tickets, and I'd love to give those out right now. 419-0008. I'm telling you, the circus is getting so good. It's like almost like you know, Ventura's Got Talent. It was kind of like that. But you know, I was so excited to go. And so again, they're not going to be anywhere close after this, but call in right now and love some family to be able to go out there.
It's a great family trip.
It really is. And then Santa Barbara, how much better is that?
Exactly.
You know, right there. So again, we're talking with Allie Burlow. We're talking about her book, The Food Activist Handbook. Allie, is this your first book?
No, this is my second book.
And what was your first book?
The first book is called The Mobile Poultry Slaughterhouse, and that was the project that we... Yes, I know. I didn't grow up thinking I would build a mobile humane slaughterhouse, but it was something that our farmers needed. And so using the skills that I have, I can Google and research and brought people together, and we built this mobile slaughterhouse that really supports the farmers.
Wow. Okay.
I have a question. I haven't gone through all of your book, but are farmers markets a good place for us to get sustainable food?
Farmers markets are a great place to get fresh food and to buy seasonally. And I think whenever you go into a farmers market, it's also kind of a different mentality than going to the grocery store where you have your set list and you need to get everything.
Right.
Going to a farmers market, you may just want to go in and say, hey, what is fresh and seasonal at that time? And you may get some surprises, but that's where the improvisational fun really begins.
Wow. Tell us your journey behind this book, because this is, I mean, you've done a lot of research to write a book like this.
Yes. Well, the more I learn about where our food comes from reading different writers like Michael Pollan or seeing movies like Food Inc. and Fast Food Nation. There's a terrific one about sugar called Fed Up. Once I learned about those things, I don't know about you, but I felt pretty defeated and kind of, how can anybody do anything? And I don't really like to be like that. I like to be able to take action and hopefully positive action.
Right.
And so that's where where I started talking again to our community, and that's where the mobile poultry slaughterhouse came about. And then the greater question is, how do we create access to healthy foods for everybody? So whether you live in a city or whether you live in the suburbs or the rural areas, how do we help everybody get the same access to this fresh food? Because we really have a food-related health crisis out there in this country.
Right, right.
I love your section on making small changes, because I think when you want to rearrange your eating plan for yourself or your family, it can be so overwhelming, and it's nice to see that you have small steps to start you.
What are some of the small steps?
Well, I saw one here was Meatless Mondays.
Exactly. Meatless Mondays is the perfect way to just to raise a little awareness and say, do we need to eat this much meat? I'm an meat eater, so I'm not.
You know what? One of the things that I did is I love going to either the farmer's market or, sometimes where you go to like some of the specialty stores, and something that I've never made before. I'm like, I'll ask people they're getting it. And I'm like, how do you prepare that?
Right.
Try something different. And, so there's so many things that we don't normally like spaghetti squash. I was like, how do you make that? And now, oh my God, it's 8 minutes in the microwave with a little bit of water, and you cut them in half and then you scrape it out. And oh my God, you could use that instead of regular pasta.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
It's delicious. So
another thing I love on the grill is artichokes.
I love. Oh, you
love
know what? Okay.
Artichokes.
On the grill. See, because that's okay. I always boil them. So you boil them first, right?
You boil
and
them
then
first.
You cut them in half and then put them on the grill.
And then you put them on the grill. And
that's my new favorite way.
Yeah, you have to definitely let all the water drain out of them because they are very wet, so that they can get the grill marks after you pull them out of the water.
And then you want to replace that water with a little bit of butter.
Yeah.
My favorite way of having
that. That's right.
There you go. There you go. So, well, what are some of the other things that that you've learned and that we're going to find in your book?
Well, I think one of the most inspiring programs I found across the country are gleaning programs, GLEAN. And gleaning programs are when people go into the field where there's food left over, whether it's because of mechanical issues with the harvesting of it, or the farmer will purposely leave food. And it dates back to biblical times. This is not a new concept whatsoever. But the idea is that for people to go in and harvest food where they may not otherwise be able to. And in our country today, according to the Society of St. Andrews, which is a great resource for anybody interested in gleaning, either as a participant or to start a program, 96 billion pounds of food are left out in the field every year.
Really?
Wow.
And wasted?
Well, in a sense, I hesitate to use the word wasted because, unfortunately, yes, it may go to waste, but this isn't about intent to waste the food. This is just
how they do it.
They can't use it.
Yeah. And maybe they're not perfect, grocery store looking onions or corn.
They're like not the perfect ones, right? But they say actually anything organic are really, that's what they're organic. They're not perfect. They haven't been, we haven't changed their profile.
Right.
Yeah, and with a gleaning program, then, you get people outside, they're learning again. They're connecting, like what you said, where does food come from? They're connecting back to the food and then harvesting it. And this food can go to schools. It can go to elder centers, jails, anybody, food pantries. So it's really a win-win-win situation. And it's such an inspiring program. And like I said, they're happening across the country. And the Society of St. Andrews is a perfect resource. And they're also listed in my book. But that's one example that I was very inspired by.
Wow. Allie, where do we find your book?
You can find the book at independent bookstores across the country, as well as if you're an online shopper, you can find it at the Amazon and the Barnes & Nobles and IndieBound.org.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us here today. And I appreciate you, you know, giving us all these great things that we can, one, get interested in, us also, you know, learn and get healthy.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we're so glad that you've tuned in with us. I do want to remind everybody, we are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday. And then again from 2 to 3. Today we have our The Brighter Side of Recovery. We've got some amazing guests. And it's all about anything that you're waking up to in life. And it's really just recovery of life. I mean, just living your best. With that, I would love to give some tickets away. And how about some Rubicon? That is for other desert cities. We've got tickets there from now till June 21st. All you have to do is call at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. Jennifer, what's going on in your life? What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, well, we are big lacrosse family, got that going on this weekend. Big Hit Academy, so we will be there.
There you go. There you go. I'm actually going to go head out to the Surf and Suds Beer Festival. And then, of course, we've got the 29th Annual Ojai Wine Festival. In fact, I've got one more pair of tickets that I would love somebody to jump on right now for tomorrow. And those are tickets to go out to the Ojai Wine Festival. And that is 12 to 4. Give me a call right now, 419-0008. 805-419-0008. And, you know, I want to just talk about some of our sponsors and our guests and some of the people that really have made a difference with the Kim Pagano Show, and that is Biodental Healing. And also Dave over there, Dr. David is what he calls himself. But let me just tell you, he is going to make a difference. It's like more of a natural approach to dentistry. And I don't know about you. Are you like nervous of your dentist?
I'm not afraid of the dentist, but I have not really had a lot done. So as I get older, I think, you know, crowns and that kind of stuff, I think about it more.
Yeah, well, he, you know, it's all about really making sure that the products that they're using actually,
yeah, you don't
doesn't not react to your
there.
Body, you
yeah.
know? Yeah. So anyways, I do want to give everybody his phone number, 805-375-2233. If you need an appointment or just, you know, you just want a different treatment option, give him a call. And that's Dr. David Varelli. And again, 805-375-2233. With that, gosh, you know, it's almost like summer. Are your kids out of school?
We are not out of school yet. We have one more week.
One more week. Okay. I remember when it got down to that. We've been going to graduation.
The thing is, though, everyone's out of school. So sometimes in the morning, when I drive through my neighborhood, I want to start honking and wake everybody up because it seems like the entire world is out of school.
Except for you guys?
Except for us.
And so it's just a later.
But we do start after Labor Day. So right now it's horrible. Another week, but come summer, we're like, woohoo, still kicking our heels up.
There you go.
And also, I want to remind everyone about our cruise that's coming up in September. Okay. Now, I don't know if everybody knows this, but the cruise stops in Catalina and Ensenada, and those are great places to go. I love Catalina.
I do too.
The old casino, the Wrigley Mansion, and there's one room in every Wrigley Mansion that is wallpapered in the foil from the gum.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I never knew that either.
I believe I don't think it's the bathroom, but there is a room at the Wrigley Mansion that's wallpapered in that foil. And then my favorite thing to do in Catalina is the haunted tour.
I've never been on the haunted. Okay.
There's a cemetery there. That's really fun. And Ensenada, who doesn't love Mexico? There's so much to do there.
Good shopping. I got my beautiful rings there.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of fun things to do.
And great drinking, and beer. Okay, we're talking about beer. Yeah, but not only that, all the... I love that Mexican fish food,
Oh, yeah, the fish tacos and everything. And there's zip lining in Ensenada. It's really a great cruise, and you can definitely still get on it where there's still space. You can contact Nikki Baldwin at 805-312-4449 and book your cruise. Bring your family. Bring your friends. We're going to have a great time.
Wow. Yeah, I'm really excited about it. You know what we're going to do is we're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about some more food, right? But stay with us. Let's do some giveaway again right now. And you know what? Everybody needs to laugh. How about Paseo Camarillo Cinema? And that presents Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night. That is actually June 17th. And we've got tickets for you. There's actually some amazing restaurants right there. You can go have dinner and then go listen to Jason Love. And actually, they've already got some other comedians there. So you never know what they're going to find out or what you're going to have there. But we've got a couple tickets for you. So call us right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to traditions, Soma's Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Soma's Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Soma's Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Soma's Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for waking up with us here on The Brighter Side. I do want to remind everybody to get some of our newsletters. Sign up for our newsletter. Every week we have all of our guests. And Jennifer, did you do a blog last week?
I did not get a blog done this week because I'm working on something for next week.
Oh, you are? Okay. Well, anyways, we do have our blogs in there. And We want to hear from all of you, and we want to know what you're thinking about our show and how we can better ourselves.
The number one show, radio show in Ventura County, so we want to know why. What are we doing that's so great, and what could we improve upon?
There you go. I do want to also talk about Rolling for Pink. I know it's sold out, but you can still make some great donations, correct?
Absolutely. We have an amazing silent auction, and we love to have everything that people are willing to give us here from the Ventura County and a little bit beyond. We just got the other day some kayaking tickets for Kayak the LA River. I mean, how fun is that? We really try to have something different. And then we're also doing a dessert auction. So we've got some restaurants donating some dessert. We have some home bakers making some things.
Ooh,
so that's really fun.
I love it. And they put them on, they put them on different, all the different beautiful platters,
Platters. I love that. Yeah, so that's really fun. And then also Nothing Bundt Cakes is a huge supporter of our event.
They have so many great.
We do. There is not a single person, unfortunately, that does not know somebody who's been affected by breast cancer. And it's so nice to see that everybody. We have Pacific Beverage. We have Reyes. They all come. It doesn't matter who else is there. They donate to our event so it can be bigger and better.
There you go. And one of the things that were you guys all at Casa Pacifica? It was an amazing.
Every year it just keeps getting bigger.
I love all these events. Because it's a like win-win, and yet at the same time, you're out there, you get to have fun, and they made this great huge cake with a dog on it, Archie, but it wasn't.
Yes.
Archie's kind of a little retired now, I guess, but they had his cousin out there and stuff. So I love going to all those different things, and it's
I love
so
to
much
see
fun.
how much people are willing to do for others. That's really when you buy these tickets to events, you're doing something for someone else, and people continually do it. Everyone is very generous.
There you go. Yeah. So what do you have planned for your summer this weekend? This weekend, one more week, and then you're done, right?
Yes, one more week, and then we're done. I'm so excited. We're taking a lot of little vacations. We always go on a family trip in August to the beach, so that we always do. We're big water skiers, and our lake doesn't really have any water, so that's kind of a problem.
Let's talk. It's interesting. I got a couple texts yesterday from different people that don't live around here, and they were like, "Is this really a problem? The water?" But it is a problem. I mean,
it
is drying up. All of our reservoirs are drying up everywhere, right? So
we go water skiing at Pine Flat Lake, which is outside of Fresno, and someone was showing me some pictures that they had put on. Actually, the local news had run a story on it that trees are sticking up in the middle, and it's usually about 100 feet deep, and it's for agriculture. They dammed it for all the farmers, and there's hardly any water left. I think it's at 11% capacity. And not only is it out of water for all of the recreation, but there is not going to be water to give to the farmers in the fall.
I know. I don't know what they're going to do with all these. I mean, like, even just the nurseries and that kind of thing. And my thought is, we got a little bit of rain this last week. I was, so excited just because I don't love the rain, but we need it so bad.
Oh, we do. We need it so bad. And then it's like the snowball effect. Yes, it affects the farmers. But then also, what about all the people that rely on, so like vacation spots that rely on people coming for the water to enjoy their boating activities? They make their money that way. There won't be anybody there. It affects everybody in different ways.
Yeah. And it's interesting, I ran out to turn off my sprinklers, we've even cut down on that. We've done everything.
Uh-huh.
But, it's
there's
like,
people you can come out to have them balance your sprinklers so that you're not wasting.
Did you do that, Jennifer?
I have not done that. I had a friend who did that because she was watering. There was too much water getting on her cement. And so they had someone come out that balanced them so that they didn't have that excess overflow. So it's just getting on the grass. And they say grass does not need anywhere near the water that we give it. You could do a lot less water on your grass and it would still stay green.
Wow, that's crazy, huh?
And another problem too with this watering thing is they want you to water twice a week. My this guy I know who's like the master of gardening, he said you should water 4 times a week for 1 minute.
See, I agree with that because it never dries out too much.
And it never runs, and then you never get the dry, and you could end up using less. So there's so many people trying to do good, but they're doing the wrong thing. Another thing I heard, 1 square foot of grass on a year can take 50 gallons of water if you do it wrong. So if you start looking at people who have big lawns, as we do, we enjoy our lawns in Southern California.
I know.
You end up with so much water. 60% of your water usage is outside.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And they say grass doesn't need as much water as we give it.
It's this whole root deal and how your soil is. You got to take a good look. You got to be sane. But I really don't think, and this sounds nutty, because Lake Casitas, where we have that great the wine. Rotary Wine and Brew Festival tomorrow, it's at about half.
Really?
Half full.
Yeah. Tom, I know you've been kind of dealing with and kind of getting into the fake grass and stuff. Tell us a little bit about that.
The faux grass. The good thing is it really, really looks good these days. The fake grass is beautiful. It's perfect for the front of your house, for the look of it, and somebody that does it with style. Because one of the issues people have with fake grass is sometimes it just looked like this big square of green.
Absolutely.
It didn't look natural. So now they have what they call a thatch in it that's just a little yellow, just a little.
I have a friend who just had that put in, and there's like some, it's not perfect, which makes it look so nice.
You don't want it to be perfect,
that's right?
Right?
Because nothing ever is in nature, and there's always that just nuance that it has. So they've gotten so good at it. And the other thing that you have to do is contour it. You know, maybe put in a couple of succulents, some plants in and around it so it goes naturally and it can really look good. Very low maintenance, even though you still have to do a little. You have to like rake it, and there's certain things you have to do, but it will take almost no water. It could take some because occasionally if an animal does on it or something happens, maybe you have to hose that place off. But it's really good. It can still be played on, and you can have a lovely green look. And if people say, well, it's fake, well, then put down hardscape. And what happens with hardscape, all the water runs off of it. With the faux grass, the fake grass, it's semi-permeable. So when it rains, the rain will still go through it into the ground.
And if you have a pet, your grass does not ever look nice in your backyard.
Never.
Usually.
It doesn't.
So if you have a pet, I think the faux grass is the way to go.
Now, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people are just demoing their yards, okay?
Terminating.
Terminating your landscape.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like almost like, you know, we have a construction company and you do demo. You can do it gracefully. go in there and I would do little parts of your yard, okay, instead of just all of a sudden exhausting your yard. And then, you know, because I, in the back of my mind.
Because we're going to have an El Nino and then
exactly. And
just be artistic, do something nice.
Yeah, maybe a little more, you know, hardscape and then
a
little.
You can put in a mulch. You can put in down some wood. You can put in some rock because rock can look beautiful. And you can do many, many, many things. The thing that bothers me about this drought is a lot of people are saying, oh, I've got to do this. You can make your house look beautiful just in a different way.
Yeah.
You know, and it will look fantastic.
It's
if
a creative.
You have the right people
you got to be creative.
Absolutely.
You know. And everybody's getting scared because I know that we all got those notices. You know, did you get a notice yet saying that?
I'm sure we have.
Yeah. Now we have resurfaced water. Okay. But even they said that's even drying up. So, you know, I mean, we just all need to really take this.
Part of my yard that was shade, and we constantly were trying to grow this grass, and we'd water it and do all this stuff. And we just now put big stepping stones and then put smaller little rocks in between. And then it's where my kids run from the front yard to the backyard, and we just put a rock path. Like, I do love that riverbed kind of thing.
Yeah.
And we did that because the grass wasn't going to grow, and we couldn't keep wasting water on trying to make it grow. So we did just finally take it out and put like the rocks to make it look like a dry riverbed. And the kids love it because they run back and forth through there all the time.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, I mean, there's so many things that we can do to really.
And don't overflow your pool because people will be pounding on your door. Someone in my neighborhood did that. And actually, they had a leak and they didn't know it and they were out of town. And I mean, everyone's calling them because it was a lot of water running out
waste.
And so one day I did overflow my pool. I forgot it was on. And I went running out there with a washcloth and I'm like, I've got to save that water. I can't let it go run out of my. And then yesterday when it was it yesterday or a couple days ago when it was raining, I put the washcloth back in because I thought at least I can keep that water because I knew it was going to, I had already filled the pool. So it was at the level, but you don't want to waste anything.
No. And so basically what we're just talking about is just something being conscious, being, you know, thoughtful of our universe. Mm-hmm. And you know, the worst thing is when it was raining, my sprinklers went on. I was like out there to turn them off. I'm like, oh my God, you know, they're probably going to be off now. You know,
right.
You kind of like take it all off the whole schedule.
You will get your sprinklers back.
Exactly.
For like 6 weeks.
So anyways, well, we are the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And I would love to give something away right now. How about Gosh, Mission Oaks Cafe, and that's another great restaurant in Camarillo. They've actually just changed their whole entire menu, and they've got some Mexican food that they're offering there. It's just a really great place. I'd love to give out a $25 gift certificate for that, and call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008.
So I want to ask you a question, Kim.
Yes.
I was reading the other day, and you're a hair therapist, so you might know about this.
Okay.
They say that going gray is the new trend. Now,
what
do you think
okay.
about
wow,
that?
Wow, that's a, you know what? We're going to talk about that when we get back, because that is a great, it really is. And I have the most amazing thing that I've been doing to a lot of
of people are doing it.
But I'll tell you how to go do it. If you really want to, you know, I've been a little allergic to my color lately. And so there is something that you could actually do, but it's a more natural. And so I haven't been doing it to my men. And
I do think men who are gray. I saw somebody once who had a man who had gray hair, and he had darker gray weaved into the light.
There you go.
That looks really nice.
You're not supposed to say anything, but yes, that's what we're going to be talking about.
I liked that.
Anyways, I've got tickets for somebody out there again, and call in right now. Actually, a gift certificate, Mission Oaks Cafe. Call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show.
We don't even talk anymore.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeVall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here today on the Kim Pagano Show. Waking up with us, I do want to remind everybody, from 6 to 8 every Saturday, we can start your day in a positive way. And, you know, that's what life's all about, really. Every single day is, are you? She's looking at me going, you know, but every single day you have an opportunity to start your day in a positive way.
Yeah, every day allows you to find something within the day that something to look forward to, something that makes you happy. Every day brings that to you.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting is even if you start off with, you know, I don't know about you, if you have any girlfriends or friends, guys too, that are always like so sweet and happy all the times. I just want to go, are you really
like
always
that?
Like, yeah, you know, but a lot of people are, and you could kind of train yourself, like kind of like our last guest, train yourself to just really be neutral.
I told
right?
one of my kids one day whose everything was horrible. I was a horrible mother. He had a horrible life, et cetera, et cetera. I said, if you just smile, eventually you might be happy. You know, your body might start to believe it.
and that is. It's
kind of
like
true. I mean, you know, you probably should deal with your problems. But if you do put on a happy face, eventually you might kind of
well,
be happy.
You are a mirror of life.
Yeah.
You know, you portray what you want to feel. So I truly believe that. I do want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008-419. 0008. We have some tickets for you, and How about June 27th and 28th? We've got the Roadshow Revival, a tribute to the music of Johnny Cash. Everybody likes Johnny Cash.
Ooh, everybody does.
And that's going to be over at Mission Park in downtown Ventura. Call us right now, 419-0008. 419-0008. Okay, so the big question, hair therapist I am. I have been getting a lot of men and women that want to not have to use color anymore and not really, you know, want to try to go a little more natural. So what I've been doing is you actually weave in a little bit of blonde and a little bit of brown and very close to their pigment of color that fits them. And so it's really an individual look because each one does it differently, but you can actually kind of grow out in that.
I've seen that on men, and I remember the person who did it. I thought it looked really nice.
It's amazing.
Because sometimes gray hair, if you don't have the right gray hair, can be very sort of dull. But he
or yellow,
oh, yellow or yeah. So he had dark gray weaved into the light gray, and I always thought that looked so nice. I really liked that, and he still was gray. He did not put any brown in there. It just was like a darker gray.
Well, I just had a client that has been fishing for a couple weeks, and so he came back and he was a little grown out, and he's like, you know, I kind of like the gray, but I don't want it all over. And I said, oh, okay, I totally got it. How about if we do you, like, leave you still kind of like it's growing in, but then we put color everywhere else, and oh, my God, it looked amazing.
I think men look very handsome with gray
it's
hair,
like
very
distinguished. But
absolutely.
Yeah. And women, you know, I have to be honest with you, a lot of times it does age you. So you want to make sure that you do it still kind of, you know, leave blonde around your face because that you don't ever want to go dark. And so you kind of it's a delicate situation.
And gray hair is a different texture regular hair.
It's
I think
porous, the pigments taken out of it.
I don't think that I could grow gray. I could go gray. I don't think I can
you
do
could
that.
You could grow gray, but
I
you can't go gray.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But you know what? I mean, obviously you're a blonde and...
Well, we're so defined by our hair. And you know, it's funny you say that I'm a blonde, but my natural hair color is actually
more,
strawberry blonde.
Yeah.
And I'm very... Even though I make sure it's taken out every couple of weeks, I'm very defined by my hair color. And I will my hair is strawberry blonde. That is my hair color. And I feel like I spent my entire life getting rid of it. And as I've gotten older, usually in the fall, I have them weave back some of my natural red because I like it to be there still. And I see it in my one son has it when, you know, the sun hits his hair just the right way.
Well, you know, what's interesting. I just did an interview this week and more men are actually doing cosmetic surgery.
Really?
Oh, yeah, like fillers and just, you know, more, not really plastic surgery, not, you know,
but
like where they could.
Things?
Yeah, they could actually, you know, miss, you know, at, do it on their lunch break.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Now, you know what my first thought is for that? And this is so not right, but I think like, there's not enough money for two people to be fixing themselves.
God, that's pretty funny. No, but you know what? It's kind of like a, you know, do you want your husband to look as good as you? You know what I mean? You want to like, you know, each person wants to enhance their look.
Absolutely.
But then I have to go back to is like, why do we have to? I mean, should we gracefully grow
absolutely.
Old?
Absolutely. I think we should gracefully grow older. And I do think men, as they get older, they get better. They grow into themselves more maybe. And so they do look, as they get older, men look better.
If they take care of themselves.
They take care of themselves.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Not everybody. But most men generally, as they get older, they look very nice.
Yeah, I definitely agree. But I'm going to give you a couple of ideas for men. Okay, one of the biggest things is just grooming their beard. If you
absolutely.
Groom, does your husband have a beard?
No.
Okay. Okay, so if anybody out there that's listening right now, all the men that have beards, if you actually go all the way along your jawline, if you go further back, you actually lose your neck. If you go closer and just really in line with your ears, oh my God, you could really change the contour of your face, of your neck.
Oh, wow. I do like when men grow like that little bit of stubble. And
I think that's really good.
A
5 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
I love when my husband shaves, but not shaves it off.
Right.
So that yeah, does so look really nice. So that's another thing right there. And also, you know, I don't know. I'm not so. You know, when you're talking to people and they have their mustache and their food's all in there. Okay,
they say a mustache and a beard is one of the most dirty things there is, full of bacteria.
I would love to get a count for right now out there. Let's just get some phone calls of, do people like facial hair or do people like, you know, the 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock shower.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, or that clean cut. I mean, we kind of, you know, anyways, 419-0008, 419-0008. We want to hear from all of our listeners out there. And when you call in, you know what, get one of our newsletters and you're also going to be entered to win all these great things that we have going on. How about some Urbane Cafe gift certificates right now?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's another great thing that we're giving away. And again, we do want to remind you of our 2-3 show today. We're going to be talking about recovery. It is our recovery show, and it's about anything that you're waking up from. And today we've got Jody Gold, and we're going to be talking about high, and it's H-I-G-H, okay, but is the 6 principles for guilt-free pleasure and escape. And we're going to be talking about that. And then we're going to be talking with Kevin Hill, the author of Marijuana, the unbiased truth about the world's most popular weed.
You know what's funny? I was driving the other day and I saw a sign that said, drive high, get a weed DUI.
It's right on Moore Park.
I saw that. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, I think it's Thousand Oaks High School, maybe? I don't know. I saw the same.
Yeah, it is right by the high school.
But I wonder if they're by all of the high schools. And I wonder, you know.
So clearly people don't call it pot. They call it weed. That was the first thing I realized, that is what people refer to it as.
Yeah, but people think because they can get a card, they're able to drive with it. Oh, I've got my card, so I'm good to go.
Oh, you can smoke it and then drive.
Yeah. No, you're under the influence, correct?
How many young people have cards saying that they can smoke weed?
Oh, there's a lot. There's, you know, I mean, and that's one of the things that we actually had on our show on last week, is a mom that was really concerned because her son, pot or marijuana or weed, whatever you call it, right? It's not weak anymore. You actually don't even know what you're getting when you go to all these dispensaries. Yeah.
Oh, so young people can
walk in.
They can get a doctor to give them a card that says they need medicinal marijuana.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Scary, huh? So that's what really our show's about. And we would love to have you tune in because Sherry Gaba is going to be there. She is a recovery therapist, and also Mendy from Evolve.
I love Mendy. He's got great tips on dealing with young teens.
Exactly.
13 to 18.
Yeah. But that's what it's all about. We have some guests. And, of course, it's all sponsored by SOBA. And that is SOBA Living down in Malibu. And that's
another great facility.
I know. So I would love for you to join us again from 2-3. And I think we're going to take a really quick break again. We're almost at the end of our show. But how about, let's see, what do we got? Famous Dave's.
Oh, that's a great one too.
It's barbecue.
Day is right,
I know.
The
yeah, there you go. What are you doing for Father's Day?
Honestly, I have absolutely no idea. I kind of forgot. My husband loves barbecue, so he wants to go to – he had some barbecue restaurants that he wanted to head out to on Sunday, so we'll probably figure that out and do that.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. We always do a barbecue because we got two little grandbabies now.
And
my son-in-law is at Father's Day for his first time.
How fun.
I have to tell you, oh, my God, we're just
– And they're both home now.
Yeah. And they are. And we are so excited. We've been going over there every day and holding them and
There's
loving them.
There's nothing better
and,
than a new baby.
I'm
they're
telling
so
you,
sweet.
They're just so sweet. And
they
we got
really
two.
Are.
We got two.
That is so exciting. Yeah. And graduations. Everyone's in graduation. Always thinking of different and great gifts to give out for graduation.
What was one of my gifts I just said? I've been doing the camera.
The selfie stick. That's awesome. I have a great girls present. It's the shower wrap with the monogram, because when you go to live in a dorm, all over Etsy. And then you can put like a Bed Bath & Beyond gift card with it. That's like my staple for a girl's graduation gift. But I just got invited to a boy's graduation and I didn't know what to do. So I'm going to do the selfie stick. I love that.
Selfie is a really good. I mean, that's awesome. Yeah. And they come in all the different colors. But not only that, you know what I love is just a basket of gift cards. Starbucks,
I like that for myself.
I know. But I mean, you know, it's like you could go and kind of eat on everybody else's dime. Oh, yeah.
I always say I'm the team mom so I can get a gift card.
There you go. You're so funny. I love it. Well, we are at the end of our show. And, we have a couple more minutes. But, I just wanted to remind everybody out there, definitely follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and get one of our newsletters. Call us right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. Also, if you have an event, obviously we are into events and we want to help spread the word.
Absolutely.
Or if you have a business and you want to spread the word about your business, we want to hear from you. And we're going to work really hard to get your name out there. We have grown. We thank you again for being one of our voters out there, for being the second year of favorites.
It's so exciting. That feels really, really confirms that we're doing a good job here and we're getting the right message out.
There you go.
By winning something like that.
And I want to remind everybody of all the great events that are happening out here. Be a part of them. It's so much fun. If you're sitting at home, do something. There's so many great events and we can't tell you enough. We want to see you out there. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And we always end our show with a moment of happiness. Stop being afraid of what could go wrong. Oops, that was actually, no, yeah. Oh, did I maybe I said the wrong one. I'm going to say it again. Let's see here. If you cannot do great things, do small things in a great way. There you go. That is The Kim Pagano Show, The Moment of Happiness. You've been listening to The Brighter Side of Life. Thank you, and I'll talk to you later.
Based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.